So I understand that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum was taken to a Milwaukee emergency room today. He was playing basketball with his staff, suffered an injury. They're not sure if he's going to be able to stand up for the debate tonight. So maybe we'll be down one. He won't be most missed, as some of the others will be. And one candidate who's rather fascinating to me these days is Vivek Ramaswamy. And he was the guest of Leland Vittert when they did a town hall meeting on News Nation not that long ago. Hey, Leland, this is John. How have you been?
Hey, it's been too long, my friend.
It has been a while. Of course, I hear you every day with Lisa Dent in the afternoon after 5. What was your impression of Vivek Ramaswamy, Leland?
Look, he is an extraordinarily gifted public speaker and clearly endowed with the ability to never have even a moment of self-doubt or a crisis
true.
Of confidence.
That is true. That is true. There's a lot of words that describe that kind of person, but keep going.
I was going to say that, but I'll leave the descriptions to you. He's a very impressive speaker, and he is a man who has an answer for everything, and he has the ability to look you square in the eye and tell you, I didn't say something that he said, or to say I was joking when it's clear he wasn't. And that works for a while. It's pretty interesting for about the first 30 or 45 minutes. After about 90 minutes, you kind of want to say, like, where is the human in here? Like, is there any empathy? Is there any moment of reflection? Is there any moment of humility? Which we gave him some opportunities to have, and he didn't exhibit to the audience. And a town hall isn't about the moderator, and it's really not even about the candidate. It's about the audience and trying to provide the audience, both in the audience and at home, with a real insight into this candidate. Because after 90 minutes, it's very difficult to hide mm-hmm. who you really are.
Yeah.
And I think that's what has come through. And look, Ron DeSantis figured out the hard way. Nothing kills a bad product faster than good advertising. And now Vivek Ramaswamy is getting a lot of advertising. We'll see what kind of product the voters think he is.
He's brilliant. He graduated cum laude from Harvard, got his law degree from Yale. He knows finance. He's a biology major at Harvard. And when he graduated, he said he was already worth $15 million in investments and in companies that he founded. And one company begets another, one fortune begets another, so that today he's worth about $750 million. He's Hindu. He has said that he would pardon Donald Trump were he elected president and Donald Trump were found guilty of any crimes. In fact, I just wonder if, dark horse that he is, he might not be the most interesting candidate, because the people that like Trump sure don't like Mike Pence, and they sure don't like Chris Christie, and they sure don't like DeSantis.
You may say Nikki Haley.
But here's a guy who is aligning himself as much as he can with Donald Trump supporters. So I just wonder what you make of his candidacy, despite what you've just said.
Look, the reason we run these races and the reason we go through this process is because a poll in August of 2023, I was about to say August of 2015.
Yeah.
Going back to the last time we all did this with Donald Trump in the primary, it doesn't tell you much. And that's why we have elections. That's why we go through this process. So these are important moments. What I would tell you is I don't see in his candidacy him sort of igniting the interest of a large swath of the Republican Party. And yes, he's aligned himself with a number of Donald Trump's views. He said he's going to go farther than Trump in certain things, which when you really sort of scratch the surface to a lot of his answers, they're kind of interesting. I'm going to eliminate the Department of Education. No, you're not. Like, you're not. I'm sorry. Like, you can say you can, and you can say that you alone as a lawyer have read the Civil Service Act, and as president, you have the right to do this, that, and the other thing. No, you don't. You're not. The courts are going to block you even if you try to do it. And for a guy who wants to go back to 1776 principles, you're talking about totally usurping the power of Congress, which is what the founders said was the single most important branch of government. So stop. That said, he's a very interesting candidate, and he's a very interesting person. You talked about his fortune that he has made, and he's made a lot of money. That's going to become, if anybody bothers to start attacking him, meaning he becomes relevant enough to really have attacks focused on him. There's some serious questions about how much money he really made and how much of it was made by being a hype man and a pitch man versus really creating wealth. And he'll tell you, well, I created wealth for a lot of other people. And there's a lot of people who lost a lot of money by backing him.
I was going to mention that. So some of his business ventures have failed spectacularly as well.
Yeah. Right. Now, and we asked him about that. We asked, what did you learn? And again, I think what's interesting is when you talk to the guy, there's just no, there really is a complete lack, and I don't want to say of empathy or of humanity, but of humanness.
Well,
and I thought it was interesting as a politician. Look, I've spent, I view this like Al Michaels views a Super Bowl team or whatever. You just talk about strengths and weaknesses. It'll be interesting to see if he changes on the debate stage at all versus the town hall. But there were a number of moments for him to really show a human component to himself, and he just didn't.
I want to insert this. I think he's, and you're saying this, he's a great provocateur. You know, when he was in college and throughout his life, he's been a great debater. He likes to bring up interesting things, and he thinks along these philosophical lines. It's the sort of thing you would say, but you wouldn't really do, or you don't have to back up. Let's give everybody in Taiwan a handgun. Let's pardon Donald Trump if he's convicted. But you really don't have to do it, but it's sort of fleshing something out. And so at some point you go, but what are you really saying? What do you really mean? You can't mean all of that crap. So what are you doing here? And I'm like you, wondering when we'll actually get a sense of who this guy really is or how seriously we should take him.
I think we should take him very serious, because if we learned anything from 2016 and 2015, those who have no chance and that the political class say is someone not to be taken seriously is who we should take seriously. But what I would also venture is, when you say with the real, who really is this guy, I think he's shown us.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I think that's who he is. He, you know, and look, I spent time with his wife and his kids. A lovely family. His wife is lovely. They're extraordinarily. He is extraordinarily gifted in many ways. And smart is the word that everybody uses. But I would toss this out to you, just from a political observer standpoint. Nobody ever liked the smartest kid in class.
Leland Vittert is the host of On Balance, 6 o'clock News Nation, Comcast 223, Dish 239, Hulu, and YouTube, and. He was the host for The Sit-Down with Vivek Ramaswamy. He'll be on TV tonight. Okay, nice to talk to you, Leland. Let's catch up more often.
Thanks, John. Anytime. You just call.